Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And as always, before we start, we go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Man, I've been tuned into my man, Young Toko, joint real bad. I've been listening to that heavy. I've been back on Larry June a little bit. That's pretty much about it, honestly.
I mean,
what about you, bro?
I don't know, just that new baby that dropped on Friday.
Okay.
I mean, it was. Okay. I mean, it was. Over first listen, I wasn't impressed, to be honest.
Right.
I ran it back again. I liked it a little more, but it's still not.
Wasn't it?
Nah.
I probably listened to like half of it. That's why I ain't really named that, but.
It's not.
It wasn't really that to me so far. Like,
yeah,
the gossip in it was kind of like a ooh, but past that, it was just like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think I've ever been, like, impressed with a full baby project ever.
I thought that first one was, well, I don't want to say first one, but the last one.
My turn.
That one was, I like that one.
I mean, outside of
top to bottom was pretty much, yeah.
I mean, like, to me, outside of a couple songs, and.
Word?
Yeah, I don't
okay,
know.
Like, okay.
I'm talking like a full project. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
So, first topic. So, Jamaica is banning music that is violent and sexual and whatnot. Basically, stuff we listen to in America.
So,
the question I got is, do you think banning that type of music will stop crimes?
Hell no. I feel like crime is just always going to forever be there. I feel like it may help less influence some crime.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, like, nah, I don't think anything will really stop crime. Someone will always feel like they need to do something to try to get ahead. So,
yeah.
I'm like, we'll always steal, rob, kill. Like, that's just always going to be.
Yeah.
I ain't really going to go nowhere.
Yeah, I know. They're like, sad to say, like, I don't think crime will ever go away, no matter what you try to do.
No matter what.
I mean, it might not be as influential.
Right.
But, like, I don't think, like, just because you ban music, people are going to stop doing bad things.
Exactly.
I mean, like, so, like, if they did that here, how do you think that would go down?
It wouldn't go down. Like, let's just be real, like, 90% of our music is like that.
Yeah, so even like purple, like even like the soft shit, like you really gotta listen to it. Cause they be saying some shit. I just
be
like,
throwing
yeah, yeah.
Like even subs being that, so it's like I can't foresee that happening at all.
Nah,
you try to censor America, yo, freedom of speech would get thrown out so
exactly.
fast.
Exactly.
But hypothetically speaking, if that was to happen, maybe a whole lot of people going to jail for music.
Yep. I mean, for real, that's happening, bro, for real. That's happening right now, for real, for real. With all these RICO charges and shit.
Damn. Man, they got sued, sir.
Yeah, and I read somewhere, they're getting, I don't know if it's true, speculation. I saw it was on Twitter, so take this with a grain of salt. They said, they said that they're getting Future and Playboi Carti, too, with something.
Future and Playboi Carti?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're like connected, but they were.
I mean, but
that
they
tweet.
Did say that they had two other people, in Atlanta that they going to hit with a RICO. They said that a while back. I think we even talked about it a little bit on like a previous episode.
Yeah.
Go back and watch if you didn't. If you didn't, fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
had to bring that back up. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, this shit crazy. Banning music ain't gonna do shit. I'm sorry to tell you, it ain't gonna do nothing.
It's like I could see it cutting down on the influence.
That's
maybe
it.
I could see that because you know, when somebody drop a song, they got a video to it, and the video, let's be real, it's props. But it's in the video, and that's still that imagery. You know, on a young kid is impressionable. It can
exactly.
be. So I get that. I get it. That shit ain't gonna change. Like,
it's not.
Some people grew up like that.
Exactly.
And those people are gonna, sad to say, 9 times out of 10, continue to do such. So
yeah.
It is what it is.
So, yeah, it's not doing nothing. I mean, they can try.
So. They can try.
But they're wasting their time. But, like,
wasting people's time, yeah, taxpayer dollars. But you know what? Y'all want to experiment with this? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, for real. So, there was a TikTok or a reel or something. I don't, it's one of them shits. I saw it on Facebook. But, basically, it was a guy said that if you've been cool with a coworker for a while, like, actually, like you're cool, mm-hmm. kind of, like, your friends, work friends, but you think y'all haven't been hanging out outside of work. And the lady was like, oh, you're just a coworker. So, how do you feel about hanging out with coworkers outside of the job?
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it, but at the same time, like, just to be real, I see y'all more than I see my family.
Yeah.
So, nah, I'm not really that interested in hanging out, maybe. You know what I mean? But, like, it all depends. Like, it may be, a weekend or something like that where it's like, yo, let's all just go out, for dinner or something. I bring my, it could be one of those type situations. It's like, all right, cool. But, like, 9 times out of 10, I got my own shit going on. When I'm outside of work, I see you enough at work. So, it is, though, I just don't see a problem with either or. I really don't.
I mean, I've been kicking it with. I kicked it with coworkers before I started work. It's not. I've been to my one manager's house when I worked at Royal Farms, but outside of that, not. Like if we weren't already like cool before we got the job, I don't think I ever.
Probably would have.
I mean, there's been people that I would definitely would have, but then it's like, the rest is nah. I'm cool, yo. I mean, I could just tell I would not be cool with you, like. Outside of work at all. I don't know. So, like, all right. So, how would you feel if somebody like said that to you? Like, yeah, we've been working for 5 years now. We still haven't hung out outside of work.
I probably would have said the same shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, yo, we're coworkers. Like, see you enough at work.
I mean, but y'all were like cool like that at work.
I mean, then it's like I said, for me, it's like either or. Like, if we do, we do. Like, I feel like it's just got to be, like, a mutual thing. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be, like, something, like, forced. Like, let's say, like, y'all having a discussion about whatever. Just going, I don't know, Hershey Park.
The fuck?
I don't know. Just, Hershey Park. It's a family outing spot, right? And next thing you know, he's like, yo, at the job, they got coupons for, Hershey Park. Maybe we should take our family. Yeah. Something like that. I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess to try to force it, I think that shit a little weird.
I mean, so,
I say that.
All right, so let's say, like, after work, y'all leaving, and your coworker's like, oh, let's go to the bar. You slide in. Or whatever. Like,
I mean, honestly, it depends. Me, personally, I'm not really a drinker. Yeah. But if the bar got good food and I know I'm hungry, let's say wifey out of town or whatever, I ain't got nothing to come home to. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
Sit with buddy. Just, shoot the shit. See what's up. Get a burger or something. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, like, for real, the way I see it, like, we already get paid to like, hang out, if you think about it. So, like.
That's like what I was saying. Like, I see you 5 days out of the week for 8 hours plus. I think when I'm on my off time, I want to be with my family and my people.
Exactly. I mean, like, if it's like once in a while, I'm not going to try. Right. But if you like, and plus, like, if you think about it, like, we could go out to lunch while we're at work. That's off the clock activities technically. So, like.
It's like what we talk about. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. To me, there's not a lot that you could do outside of work that you really can do with a coworker that's not already, like, your actual friend.
Right.
But, that's... Like I said, like, I've hung out with coworkers before. Mm-hmm. It was
still right. Friends with some coworkers to this day. Yeah. Good friends. And that friendship led to other friendships.
Yeah.
So, like, I just feel like it's just gotta be like just a mutual thing and it organic, so to speak.
Yeah,
like,
it gotta be
not really forced.
Yeah, I don't care how long we've been working together. If we've been working together for 5 years and we never hung out, do you think we're gonna hang out now? Like, no, let's really think about that shit though. Just think about that shit.
I say that, though, because you have some people, like, they get married or something like that, and they invite their coworkers to the wedding.
I mean,
I've seen that.
They cool like that, though. I'm talking like if we never hung out outside of work and we worked together for 5 years, you really think I'm...
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, like, the fuck, like...
But, I mean, I feel like I just chuck it up as, you know, that person just really ain't really on that tight time. And that's okay, too. Like, it's really not that deep. At the end of the day, like you said, like, still spend time together. 9 times out of 10, more time than I really want to anyway.
Yeah, like, even though we're working, we're still spending time together. Like,
exactly.
Like, I know you, you know me. Ain't nothing we can do outside of this job that should deter, should make you feel any different of how I am here.
Exactly.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Not a lie.
Facts.
But, next topic. So, I saw a little debate, argument, discussion, whatever the fuck you want to call it, on Facebook. But, so it was between a man and a woman. A guy said that, he's almost 30, and it's a flex that he doesn't have kids. So then she said that it's a red flag if you don't have kids and you're almost 30. So Leek, is having kids before 30 or at 30 a red flag, or is it a flex? Or is having no kids before? All right. Bro, my fault, I'm tired of shit, my bad. is having no kids by 30 a flex or a red flag?
I feel like overall it just depends on the person, really. Like, let's say that person just don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so that just dismissed all that.
Yeah.
Now, maybe if the person is like, I don't know, like, constantly yearns for, you know, children, husband, wife, whatever, and they still single and just kind of in that state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, that shit sound like damn near depression. So, it really just depends on the person. I wouldn't say it's a red flag nor a flex. It just really depends. Sometimes people meet their person that they supposed to have children with later in life.
Yeah.
Some people meet with them earlier. I feel like you really can't put a time stamp on love. That's just kind of, I don't want to get too deep, but that's just how I feel. So, like, but either one of them, really, to even make those kind of statements is kind of disrespectful.
Yeah. I mean, for real. It's not, I don't think it's neither, too. Like, it's not a red flag because, obviously, like, if you don't want a kid, like, the fuck? Like, you know?
How is that
I don't think I should even have to explain that, for real. But,
I use the proper sex precautions.
Yeah, I wear, wears condoms, took the Plan B pill, took, like, shit, like, you, come on now. But,
birth control. Exactly. Male birth control now. I mean,
and it's also not a flex because it's like, we are, like, adults now. Like, we not. Like, it's a flex. No disrespect to people that had kids young. You could have said it was a flex when we was in high school and early adulthood, but, like, we're in our mid to late 20s. It's not a flex. Like,
it's actually a pretty normal thing.
Exactly. Like, we're grown now.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
And to keep it a buck, some of y'all was, like, a Miss CVS appointment away. Let's just keep it a buck here. Let's just be real honest here. Let's just be real. What is the truth though? Come on, yo. It's the truth. Yo, yeah, like if y'all ain't take that CVS or Walgreens trip, y'all definitely would have. Exactly. You would have had somebody crawling around here 9 months, just like everybody, just like all these other parents out here. Let's relax. Relax.
To say like that's a red, like.
It's the red flag shit.
I say, maybe if the person haven't been in like a committed relationship at that time, even if it's like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I say that's more of a red flag than like not having kids.
What, never been in a relationship for more than 2 years?
Yeah, if you're let's say 27,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't been in a committed relationship for at least 1 to 2 years, you just been out here in these streets, For me, that's a red flag.
Damn, nigga, I'm a red flag to you, my nigga.
The fuck, yo? What?
You had a
man
that committed relationship for you.
No.
That's a red flag.
How?
Because that means you probably got some sort of commitment issues.
I don't. Hey, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? It must not be some emotional something.
Nah,
that,
I mean.
Like, if you don't mind me asking, before I quote unquote judge, what was the reason?
First one, high school, I mean, I count. That don't really count, but it is what it is.
Nah, I feel like high school count.
I mean, it count.
You came into your adulthood, so you was in a relationship at least then.
Yeah, but for like a few months.
Yeah, I ain't shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's high school. And then I was like 20, 21. She said that she still had feelings for her ex. I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Okay.
And then the third ex, and I ain't even getting into that. We just going.
What was y'all together at least a year?
Nah, that was the one that. Yeah. I mean, it might. Wait, what? Combined? No, it was. I'll say at least it was six, seven months. It wasn't no year.
See, yeah, you ain't really had that practice, that commitment practice.
Wait.
You should get a little rocky, like you gonna stay a dip. Like,
I mean,
you ain't had that practice. For me, that's a red flag.
How?
It's a little red flag.
How's that a red flag?
I don't know.
I can't control. Like, I was young when that happened. Well, younger.
You was in college and stuff full time.
Yeah.
I mean, you was busy. Like, I get it, but I don't know. For me.
I mean, like, but, like, I can't. I mean, I can't control it, but, like, I'm not about to, like, force a relationship all because, like.
I mean, it's never really a force. It's just. I don't know, like, that's a long time not to be in, like, a relationship.
I mean, but, like, what if.
Staying there a decade, my nigga.
I mean, all right, not. I mean, I'm not talking about me now, but, like, let's say somebody's not. They weren't, like, they're not, like, built for a relationship based on their personality at the time.
See, I don't know if I can fuck with you. Because you might revert back to that person.
I mean, but you keep calling. But you said, like, if you haven't been in a year-long relationship, that's a red flag. Like, what if they're not? Like,
yeah, like if you knock at 30 or 30, and you haven't been in a committed relationship for a year, out of a decade out of your quote unquote young adulthood, that's crazy. That means you just hopping from person to person 9 times out of 10.
I mean,
it's a lot with that. For me, I ain't got time.
But what if shit don't just like organically work out? Like,
reasons why that didn't.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a red flag though. It just didn't work out. I'm just saying, no, like, I don't know. It just seemed like.
I'm not saying, like, now, don't get it twisted. Some red flags can be overlooked. Whoa. Like, it's not that deep.
What you mean?
Again, for me, you not being a, not you, but whatever person, yeah. Not being in a relationship, in, like, over 10 years for at least a year, 9 months, nigga. Like, anything like that, that's a little red flag for me. But it's not like, all right, I ain't gonna fuck with you.
So it's more, you know what I mean? So it's more like a caution sign, not a.
That was good. It's a caution sign. It's like, oh, okay, it's a little different, but all right, we gonna see where this go. If I happen to, you know what I mean, but yeah. If I'm already having some sort of, I guess, doubt or whatever the case may be, then I might be out. I'm just saying.
I just realized you just called me toxic, nigga. What the
hell?
Like, how? Like, wait. Wow. So.
I mean, you know, more toxic. Hey, I ain't going into that. Go in.
Nah, yo, go into that. Go in.
All I'm saying is, if a person a little toxic, might got just got a little more water. That's all I'm saying.
All right, yo.
You might be alright then. You might be alright.
So, alright, moving on to, speaking of relationships, moving on. So there was a little thread on Twitter and asked a bunch of questions. And one of the questions was, would you share a toothbrush with your partner?
Man, fuck no. Like, the only thing I say, it's slightly situational. Slightly.
Yeah.
So I can understand, like, let's say y'all on vacation or something. whatever reason, like, y'all leaving the next day, you know, she already used a toothbrush, he already used a toothbrush, whatever, you lost yours, whatever the situation might be. Duh. Then it's kind of like, yo, all right, I'm about to throw this away anyway, just whatever. Like,
yeah.
Kind of, like, do whatever and then do your thing, but that shit, even that shit's still nasty. Just put that shit on your hand and, like, use your fingers.
Yo,
like, I ain't gonna lie.
I've been to places where, like, I, like, left my toothbrush and, like, made sure my hands were clean to did all that shit with my fingers.
You see what I'm
shit.
Saying?
Yeah.
Like, nah.
But, like.
If anything, do the finger, yo.
But, like, I'm not against it, dude, like, the hygiene and all that shit because, like, couples, like, exchange bodily fluids doing God knows what. So it's not that nasty.
You say God knows what.
So it's not that nasty. I'm just saying, it's like, yo, like we not by that. Like, you wasn't spitting in each other's mouths a few minutes prior.
Too.
So, like,
that's
we not about that, like. So y'all not about to turn the germaphobes over a toothbrush. Like, come on now. But not, I mean, it's just.
A little bit? Because, like, when you ask that question, like, if we talking about on some weekly shit.
Oh, I mean, no. I think it's weird, but not on no, like, hygiene type time. Like, I just think it's weird because, like, it's just get a better toothbrush.
Exactly.
But, like, if you bring your hygiene in it is, like, irrelevant because it's, like, y'all
right,
was swapping spit.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
Like, Now that's where y'all draw the line. Like, it's like no, like it's like yo, it's like with Pierre and eating ass and not and sucking toes. And by the way, Pierre, we need some new part in our ignorance episodes, nigga. But no, it's like you won't suck toes, but eating ass is like are we like I'm not opposed to it, but like are we not like are we like are we not for like do we not remember that shit comes out of ass?
Right.
Like come on. But not all. I mean, I just think it's weird because you just getting out a toothbrush, like,
yeah, very situation.
Yeah, like,
in my opinion.
Like, and even then, like, just use your finger, like,
facts.
Like, yeah,
wash your hands real good. Just use your finger, yo.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. That shit, because I feel like there's couples that really do that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like for me, that's weird.
Yeah, that's just.
But again, like you know, situational based vacation.
At,
you just wrapping up, and you know, whatever the you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do your thing.
Still though, like
even
daily basis, though. Know. Daily basis, so.
Daily basis, weekly basis.
Like,
nah,
so,
that's just
so
crazy.
Basically, there's couples out here. If you do the math, that's 4 times a day. That they're supposed to brush their teeth 4 times a day. A toothbrush gets used. That's 28 times a week. That's nasty, yo.
That's nasty as shit, bro.
Like, that's just
I'm
ill,
being
bro.
Real, like,
and when do you throw the toothbrush away? That's the real question.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, everybody get your old fucking toothbrush.
God damn, yo.
Get your old toothbrush, god damn it.
last topic. 50 Cent's son, right? Him and his mom has been getting $6,700 monthly. Do they still get it now? Like
no.
Oh,
he's 25.
So, oh, he's 25. All right, but so and basically he thinks he deserves more or some shit like that. So Lee, what is your take on this whole situation?
This shit is wild, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's mad. Like, bro, see, first of all, I get his gripe. Give him a little credit, I get his gripe.
Yeah.
They were in New York. 50 Cent was 50 Cent. If you don't know 50 Cent in the early 2000s, do your research.
Just think about how Drake is now. That was 50 in the 2000s.
But I'm talking street. I'm being real. I'm talking street shit.
Oh, yeah, that
like,
too. That too.
You know what I mean? Like, him in New York, he damn near couldn't even be in New York like that. Like,
yeah.
He was, of course, but we seen how he rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I get his gripe on, you know, the 6,700, but you got to be somewhere, you know, in a nicer area and all that. New York, that is cutting it a little.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it takes two.
Yeah.
If dad pulling up, there and there with 7K? You telling me mom can't pull out with a little 12? With a little, you know what I'm saying, maybe a 2 because of her influence being with 50 for that little bit of time?
Yeah.
Like, you living strictly off pop bread? Like, that's crazy to me. Yeah. And 6,700, let's just be all the way real. That's more than enough.
Exactly, exactly.
If you, hey, you can't be in New York, better go to Texas some fucking way. He said Texas. Get out of Dodge if you got to. It's a lot of other options out here. You know what I mean? But yeah, to sit here and to say that $6,700 wasn't enough money to be taken care of, that's mad. Yeah. That's just mad.
I don't know. I'm related. Like, I'm never moving to Texas. Like, that snowstorm, like, kind of ruined that for me. I ain't gonna lie. But, so, all right, back to the topic.
Global warming.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like,
bro, it doesn't snow.
I know, but let that shit happen down there. Like, I'm ass out now. No disrespect, nobody.
Yeah,
but
that was a rough time. Yeah, that was definitely rough for them. But yeah,
back to the topic. This situation has been going on for years now. This is like,
it's brew. And
they just
brew,
they just need to sit down and just have a just conversation. Talk. It's funny though, cause like you can tell that that's 50's son too. Cause I forgot what he did.
Spit him out, bro. They just how he look.
Yeah, I know that. In the fact, I forgot. Like he put, like he made a picture. I forgot, and he made a word with the money and like at a shot to 50 some petty shit. Yes, I'm saying that's your son, my nigga.
that's Junior for real.
Yes, like yeah. So you might as well just get right with him. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it'll probably a little fucked up, though. I ain't gonna lie. Cause like I ain't like let's be real, we're 25 and up. Yeah. Like, are we really tripping on almost anything our parents did at this point in life?
I'm not
from the past.
I'm not.
Me personally, I'm not either.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody.
That's a fact, but I just feel like at a certain point in life, you just have to kind of, like, realize, like, all right, I'm here. Whatever happened, that happened. But what am I going to do to better my situation furthermore? Yeah.
I mean,
to me, him doing this is, like, it's like heavy clout chasing. And I don't know. Maybe he's trying to get some club appearances or something. I don't know. But it's just wild, like, that this is even still being talked about in 2022. Like, come on, man.
Bro. I think it's more so the fact that his dad is 50 Cent. If his dad was some normal nigga, we wouldn't know. But exactly. He wouldn't be on no bullshit. I don't think he'll be on no shit like this.
Right.
So it's more so the fact his dad's 50 Cent. Like, everybody in the world know 50 Cent got money, and that, and the fact that like he don't really fuck with him.
This is like, that's his son. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. I just feel like They should be able to work that out. I hope they can. But, hey.
Yeah.
It's mad. Like, it's mad, bro. Like, it's like, it's 6,700, bro.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's, like, we're not going to act like, and we're talking about early 2000s, bro.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, because we might have some viewers that don't know now, you used to go to the corner store and get 4 chips for $1. Now you only get like 1 bag. Like, this is you get what I'm saying? Like, shit was cheaper. It was a real dollar menu back in the day.
Yes, yes, yes. You can't even get a McChicken. It's 2 for $3 now. Type shit. Like, goddamn.
You feel what I'm saying, bro? Like, we not gonna act like 6,700 back then. Like, cause a motherfucker might say, well, 6,700 now, they ain't really no money. Now, that's definitely cutting it close. Early 2000s, though?
Yeah.
Man, fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Just my advice to 50, if you're watching this, hope you are, though. Not going to lie.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, real dope. just get right with your son, please.
Yeah, and don't make the response video. I ain't going to lie. The response video kind of looked bad on 50 part. Because it definitely was like, yo, them some 50-year-old niggas. Laughing about what you doing, what your son said.
Exactly. Yeah.
That wasn't really a good look to me either, but hey.
Yeah.
Big trolls. Big trolls.
Yeah.
So this concludes this episode, and as y'all know, we always give a final thought to give to the world. Mm-hmm. So Leek, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials, that is just Leek. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay safe out here. Drink some water. Get off that soda.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it's getting cold, so like, you know, get hoodies and coats and shit.
Yeah, make sure make sure them kids is bundled up.
Real shit.
Yeah. They're not adults.
Boots and all that.
They're not adults. They can't go outside in hoodies and shit. I mean, I'm dumb as fuck for doing that shit myself, but I don't like wearing coats. But nah.
Facts.
That's just me though. But nah though. My final thought is I just think we need to stop giving Kanye West attention.
At this point.
just stop.
Hey yo, this coming from a Kanye fan too.
Same, real shit. Second favorite rapper ever.
Yo, the George Floyd, he wasn't on his neck. His knee was on his neck that bad. Nigga, what? What are you talking about?
Like,
what are you even saying at this point?
Like, it's crazy. The crazy shit is, it's like people always wonder why, like, people call Kanye genius or whatnot. Well, he gets people talking about the nut shit he does all the time. I mean, I gotta call spade a spade.
Yo, real shit. Is
yeah, this. But nah, stop giving that man attention, cause y'all are making him relevant for saying the dumb shit he does all the time.
You wanna know what's crazy? Like, I saw something. I don't even know how true this is, so I probably shouldn't even be saying it. But apparently, he posted something. Alluding the fact that it's gonna be a Watch the Throne 2, something like that, and it's like from even a music lover standpoint, bro, I'm not even excited because of all of the fuck shit. This is kind of like, yo,
I
whatever. Like, you could damn near keep that shit.
I ain't even fuck with Watch the Throne 1 for real. For I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie, you're tweaking. Watch the Throne.
I mean, that's crazy.
Is still the shit.
Nah.
Niggas in Paris, bro.
That, bro, I hated that song when it came out. And it's crazy. It's crazy. It's yes, I hated niggas in Paris.
Are you mad?
No, that song was annoying as shit when he. I don't know, man. It's crazy because like Hope and Kanye are literally one and two of my list of favorite rappers. I did not like that shit at all. But then again, in my defense, I don't really like collab albums like that for real.
Really?
No, because I kind of like Uzi and Thug. I ain't really like Thug and Future. Not Uzi and Thug. Uzi and Future.
Uzi and Future, yeah.
I didn't like Future and Thug. Drake and By the Time to Be Alive, I ain't really, I don't know.
I feel like that one grew on me.
It didn't. I mean, I like, there's like some songs in it I like, but it's like, whatever. But I'm really not a big fan of collab albums. It's like, it doesn't meet my expectations. And then it's like, it kind of ruins the like future collabs from in the future for the, yeah. So it's like, I ain't mad at that, but yeah though, stop giving Kanye attention.
Facts.
So yeah, so I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for.
Yeah, yep.
I want you to follow all the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicle 717 on Instagram. Group Chat Chronicles _717 on TikTok, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook. Like and subscribe to the YouTube, The Group Chat Chronicles. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam.
Donis.
And we out.
Peace.